Blender Institute. My name's Nathan. I go by Kessen on the Blender forums. And, yep, this is the Blender Institute, all right. Why don't we go inside?
Oh, hey there. Well, this is the inside of the Blender Institute. Here at the Blender Institute, we like to keep people happy, because we all know that a happy worker makes happy products. And we're really concerned with the quality of our products here at the Blender Institute. And therefore, we need to keep the people that work here really happy. And I think we do a really good job of that. I mean, just consider all the things that we have here to keep our people happy. They're so happy that sometimes they come up to me and they're like, "Hey Nathan, I feel really happy today." And I'm like, "Yeah, me too." Here is the Blender Institute logo. It has two hexagons representing the 12 aspects of happiness that we try and exude here at the Blender Institute. This is the meeting room. And we have lots of meetings here about such important topics as animation, story, editing, compositing, lighting, modeling, all sorts of really great, interesting things. The meeting room is really great because we have this nice big table with lots of chairs, which means that a lot of people can sit down around the table. And that maximizes the amount of talking that we are able to do. This is the developer room. This is where all the incredible development on Blender happens. Right over here is Brett von Lommel. And he is such an incredible developer that he even has his own fan club website. Shh. You gotta be careful. Tom's in here.
No.
And this is Tom's office. This is where all the big, important decisions about Blender happen. Right here. As you can see, he's pretty busy, so we'd better get going. Welcome to the Blender eShop, otherwise known as the Blender Sweatshop. That's because we lock people back here for days on end, so they can package the things that are sold at the Blender eShop to send to you. And we're really committed here at the Happy Blender Institute, and that's why we lock people back here for days on end without food or letting them go to the bathroom. It's really quite astounding, and everyone here is really happy. So over here, we have some symbols, which represent oppression and happiness, and how they're not necessarily mutually exclusive. And that's one of the really important things that we need to remember here at the Blender Institute. We also have lots of boxes back here. This is where we keep all the stuff that we're going to send to you, the Blender eShop customers. But it doesn't only contain that, but also contains the body parts of some of the people that have died here, and we didn't want to let the, you know, official government know about it. These are the bathrooms. They're handy because we're human, and what do you know, we have to go to the bathroom sometimes. And it would be not very happy if we couldn't go to the bathroom here. Trust me. Sometimes we work so hard that we can't remember what male or female is. So these pictures help remind us of which bathroom to go into. Because we have a bunch of men here, although it's a little confusing because they're wearing dresses. But that lets us know that this is the men's bathroom. And that way we don't accidentally walk into the women's bathroom. That's really important, especially when you have so many people at a place like this that are so happy here at the Blender Institute. Conveniently located close to the place where we, you know, make our food exit, this is the kitchen where we make our food enter. We have a couple of tables here lined up so that we can all gather around like a big happy family and eat our food while discussing important things like women, men, hermaphrodites, and, you know, other things such as cats, bunnies, really happy animals. We have really important things in the cupboard, like bowls, mugs, cups, more cups, and a bunch of stuff that I have no idea what it is. And of course, the most important thing in the entire kitchen, the Italian espresso machine. This keeps us going. It keeps us happy because, as we all know, caffeine makes for happy people. And here we have our dishwasher. This is really important because we eat a lot here at the Happy Blender Institute, and that produces a lot of dirty dishes. So we have this dishwasher. It's kind of like a robotic slave. And of course, who can forget the microwave? This lets us heat things up in record time, which is really important because of our fast production schedules. You know, if you're in the middle of animating a shot and you just get the hunger pangs, I mean, what are you gonna do? Well, thankfully, we have this incredible technology to let us heat things up in an instant so we can get eating and then get back to work as fast as possible. And that helps keep us happy here at the Blender Institute. And this is one of the most important parts of the Blender Institute. You know, we're not gonna stay happy if we don't have sugar in our blood. So, we have a huge array of drinks. We have orange juice, also known as sinaasappel juice. Sap. In Dutch. And this is where the magic happens. This is where all the happy people at the Blender Institute make the movies and games. This here is Frank. Sasha. Over there is the famous Ev, otherwise known as Enrico. And this right here is my close personal buddy, William Rainish.
Why, hello, Nathan.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, I'm glad. You see how happy we are here at the Blender Institute? And this is the shut the f*** up corner. It's the happy place where we sit down and shut the f*** up. We really enjoy playing games on the Wii or watching movies on the DVD player. And we can also just come here and relax and be happy if we're feeling a bit down. But trust me, that doesn't happen often here at the Blender Institute. And over here is the game team. These are the people that make the really exciting interactive products that we're putting out from here at Blender Institute. You can see that they're making things out of little blocks of vertices and edges. It's really exciting how many edges and vertices they can put in. So, I'm here reading one of the great fictional classics. It's a comedy. It's Secret Proceedings, 1983. And it's really great. It's a hilarious book. I highly recommend it. Back here is the bookshelf. And we have a lot of different books here. Secret Proceedings, 1984, 1985. I think we even have 2004. And they're all great. And they're really compelling. Really compelling, and that helps us get story ideas for our films that we make here at the Blender Institute. And it also is just a great way to relax, or if we get bored, which, trust me, it doesn't happen often here at the Blender Institute, believe you me. I'm gonna get back to my book now. These are the storyboards. They're so intricate and so detailed that you can see the individual blades of grass. Isn't that amazing? The individual blades of grass. And that's really important because when we're modeling the fields, we need to have that sort of detailed reference to know exactly where to place every blade. Because if there's a blade out of place, people are going to notice. And here's our biggest inspiration. Elephant's Dream. We have these big posters here to remind us of how much we suck. And that helps us stay happy here at the Blender Institute. You can see how nicely framed both of these big faces are, designed specifically to remind us of how important it is to make great characters. This here is a really sturdy case, and it's important that we have sturdy cases here at the Blender Institute because we're doing lots of important work, and we need sturdy cases to protect it. So, this sturdy case, it can fall from at least 100,000 feet in the air and still survive as long as it lands on something really soft. And that's really important here at the Blender Institute because we need to protect our work. And of course, who can work in a place that doesn't have some green? So, here we have some potted plants that help keep us happy here at the Blender Institute because they're green, and green is the color of happiness. And here's a magnet board. This is really useful because you can put things up on it and hold them there with magnets. And magnets are really cool because they stick together and they stick to metal. Well, not all metal, but magnetic metals. And, well, I mean, this is pretty exciting. What's back there, but it's a closed set. We can't go back there. But if we could, it's the most exciting part of the Blender Institute, where all the real work happens. And this here is Marguerite, our token female here at the Blender Institute. You know that men aren't happy unless there's a woman around. So we keep the woman around here so that...
Okay. You're getting...
I couldn't keep too much.
Too much into character.
I couldn't do it. I almost made it. Should I try again?